We're live. Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the March 14th, 2022 meeting of the University City Council to order. Ms. Schaefer, thank you very much for stepping in. Would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Thank you very much. You have before you the agenda for tonight's meeting. Are there any changes? Hearing none, a motion to approve. Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations. You have before you the February 28th regular session meetings of the council. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I'm nominating or reappointing Henry Slay to the Board of Adjustments, and I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Smotherson.
Yes, I'm nominating for reappointment Ms. Carol Jackson for the Arts and Letters Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Smotherson.
And also Richard Massey. We're nominating Richard Massey for reappointment to the Arts and Letters Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor. I would like to nominate for reappointment Lisa Hummel to the Parks Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. McMahon.
I would like to nominate for reappointment to the Parks Commission, Susan Schmaltz.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The mayor appoints all members to the LSBD, the Loop Special Business District. I would like to appoint Michael Alter for reappointment. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. I would like to nominate Steve Stone for reappointment to the LSBD. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. You'll see before you that Dana Barnhart was sworn in the Urban Forestry Commission, the clerk's office via Zoom on March the 8th. We'll now be having our first set of citizen participation. For those of you who are in the room, if you're speaking on an agenda item, which I think the three speakers have already identified, whether they're on agenda or non-agenda items, we have one speaker on a non-agenda item. When you come to the microphone, if you'll please give your name and address and limit your comments to 5 minutes. The first request to speak is Tom Sullivan.
Tom Sullivan, 751 Syracuse. There's little doubt the city of University City is violating state laws by unlawfully spending public money to support Proposition F. You're also failing to report the expenditures as required by law. It doesn't matter how many disclaimers you list about not supporting the tax, clearly the city is. You can paint stripes on a pig and call it a zebra, but it doesn't change anything. A pig is still a pig. City has a video on its Facebook page and includes a disclaimer about not supporting Proposition F. Someone posted a response. I don't know the details of Prop F, the fact that it says this posting is not to support or oppose the proposition is clearly not true. The attached video was clearly in favor of this and no opposing opinion was presented. In addition, the wording of the post itself, provide for the safety, is clearly not an unbiased statement. It would normally be my inclination to support the firefighters, but I wonder why the city feels necessary to lie when discussing it. All I can say to this person is that lying to citizens has become a standard procedure in University City government. The Costco development may have set the record for the most lying ever done to citizens. Terry Crow and Paulette Carr both started lying at the beginning and never stopped. Remember, eminent domain would only be used for public storage, nothing else. I wonder how many times that lie was told. Never has there been a more dishonest bunch of people in the University City government than there is today. As mentioned, this time I'm taking the matter to federal authorities. I was now an assistant U.S. attorney who is focused on public corruption. When you corrupt an election by spending tax dollars you have no right to spend and which violates state law, you should be prosecuted and have to suffer the consequences. Court decisions have also said spending tax dollars to promote ballot issues violates the Equal Protection Clause of the United States Constitution. If public money is given to supporters of a ballot proposal, it should also be given to opponents. Also, I will be making complaints against Mayor Terry Crow, Councilman Steve McMahon, and City Attorney John Mulligan with the Chief Disciplinary Counsel. It's questionable they should be allowed to practice law. When I was growing up in University City, the honesty and integrity of city officials could be taken for granted. Those days are long gone. Thank you for listening to my comments.
We have no public hearings this evening. We have no consent agenda. City Manager, Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this first agenda item, item K1, asks that you consider a conditional use permit, CUP 22-04, an application for Avenir Development. We have our Acting Director of Planning and Zoning, Mr. John Wagner, that will present this item. Mr. Wagner.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Council Members. The CUP for the Avenir Development, of course, goes along with the map amendment that is also before you tonight, as well as the record plat. The CUP is asking for initially two things, for an increase in the floor to area ratio and decrease in the setback for the northwestern part of the building up along Kingdale. And they added one final part to the CUP was to maintain the right of way up along Del Mar. The CUP for this map amendment basically is identical to the CUP that was passed a couple years ago. Be happy to answer any questions.
Questions from council. Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor. Mr. Wagner, back in, I believe it was November 9th of 2020, when this preliminary plan came forward before your time, there were a number of conditions that were added to that. As far as this process, do those conditions still exist or do they need to be reintroduced as part of the final plan?
Mr. Mulligan may have a different take, but I think they need to be reintroduced. I believe we're starting all over again for this map amendment and the CUP.
So the conditional use permit is limited to the two issues that Mr. Yeah. Wagner mentioned. The items that were discussed November 9th, as I recall, related to the preliminary development plan, which is a different document and a different action that council would take. That is not before the council this evening, although we expect that it will be before the council on March 28th or perhaps the next meeting. That document will include the items that were discussed and approved by the council on November 9th with respect to that preliminary development plan.
So would we need to attach those again, or do they carry from the preliminary plan to the final plan?
They would need to be included in the preliminary development plan on this particular project. So what happened on November 9th will no longer be in full force and effect because this is a new development. So that's all being set aside. Whatever conditions are desired by the council should be included in this preliminary development plan. Otherwise, they won't be something that will be a requirement for this particular project.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Mr. Wagner? We have a couple of citizens who I know would like to speak on this matter. So thank you very much for coming up, and we'll move forward with, and I'm not sure who was first. So I've got in front of me Grace Collins, and we're okay, Grace Collins or Ms. Lazarus. When you get to the microphone, would you please give your name and address? And then we have a 5-minute time limit. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can you hear me? My name is Grace Collins. I live at 8841 Washington Avenue. That's 63124. Thank you so much for letting me speak tonight. And I did send a letter in to you all what I wanted to speak about. That is access to Kingdell neighborhood from the Avenir project. We had the understanding on November 9th, I believe it was the first time, that access to the Kingdell neighborhood was only going to be for emergency and fire only. And we heard that a couple of times, but just recently in the meeting held on the 23rd of February of this year, we heard that that is not the case, that tenants in the new Avenir project of 252 plus, they will have access cards that will take them to Kingdell. We don't want that. We don't want that for a number of reasons, for traffic, for security reasons. But most of all, from my viewpoint, we don't want it because we were given word. We were promised. And it's very disappointing when, for me, for many of us, when a promise is not held. I'll read you my letter, should you have not been able to. Dear City Council, 23 years, I have lived in my house in the Delcrest neighborhood, and I have a huge emotional and financial vested interest. I love my neighborhood and am extremely disappointed, now aware what was promised to us, that access to Kingdell from the Avenir project may now have changed, where the future tenants residing in the new 250-unit structure will have access to Kingdell. November 9, 2020, I had the understanding that access to Kingdell would be for emergency and fire use only. Please see that honoring this promise is followed through. I am very concerned for a number of reasons, traffic, safety, but most importantly, we received a promise, one's word from a group that we were in the Kingdell neighborhood were assured that their word was good. We had no reason to think otherwise. Please, please see that access to Kingdell is for emergency only. Thank you for your time, Grace Collins. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Lazarus.
Hi, everybody. My name is Margie Kranzberg Lazarus, and I've lived at 8808 Washington Avenue for the last 45 and a half years. I first want to thank the U-City officials that have taken the time to speak with me these last 2 weeks, including the mayor, the Ward 1 councilman, the city planning commissioner, the city attorney, and even Loreet Wright Reese. It's nice to know that you can talk to City Hall. I am here because I oppose, along with most of my neighbors, the part of the Avenir plan that would allow tenants key card access to Kingdell exit, in or out of the property. There should be no access from, it's only supposed to be an emergency. On October 16th, 2020, Charles Deutsch Company sent a letter to the neighborhood and to the council comments stating, quote, neighborhood, we designed the avenue to ensure that there be no entrance to it from any part of your neighborhood, unquote. And later it stated in that same letter, I'm not going to go into, but that there would be absolutely no building entrances on either of the two streets, referring to Barbie and Kingdom. I believe what people say, and I take it as their word, no entrance to it from any part of your neighborhood. In another letter from Mr. Deutsch, we were told there will be two fire exits from Kingdom. To me, a fire exit is not a pedestrian exit in or out, but only to be used for emergencies. At Zoom meetings with the developers and council members, we were assured that the Kingdell exits would be fire exits only. And it was even talked about that they might try to get an alarm to make it go off in case somebody went out accidentally, if someone opened the doors. No one did a pinky swear, but that is what we were led to believe. And we had Charlie's words in writing to confirm that. Then at your council meeting on November 9, 2020, you unanimously voted to accept special conditions to the Avenue master plan, including about the parking on Kingdell and the fire exit. So you agreed with us then. And the city attorney said that it had to be in the final master plan. Several months passed, COVID life and life went on. A few months ago, the neighborhood was sent a new proposed plan for the Avenue from the developer. This plan was going to have access to parking lot directly from Kingdell, the very thing we were told would not happen. But luckily, our councilman stopped the proposal and it went back to the drawing board. Thank you. But you see why we are so skeptical. Then on February 23rd, 2022, at the City Planning Commission, they had the meeting for the final approval of the project. And we found out that night that the Kingdell entrance was now going to be able to be key card access by residents so they could not come in, so they could come and go into our neighborhood. We were blindsided. We didn't know. And that's why we didn't speak in advance to the Planning Commission about the exit or remind them about the special conditions agreed upon in the first plan. We assumed that anything that had been passed by the city council about Avenue and our concerns would just go on to the new plan, but apparently that is not the case. The big question is why? Why should this be changed and needed now? We have been assured that there will be no parking on Kingdell or in the neighborhood, so residents aren't going to need to be able to get out to their cars in that area. Is it to make it easier for the tenants to have food delivered to that entrance to avoid the traffic on Delmar? Is it to make it easier to be picked up or dropped off by an Uber or other ride at that entrance? Is it easier to just leave your car for a few minutes to run in to drop something off? That really isn't parking, is it? Is it easier to walk your dog when you will have a dog park inside, or jog or bike ride or who knows what else? There is already going to be an entrance for all of these things, the main entrance on Delmar. So we're not asking for residents not to be able to do any of them. We're just, if they want to walk in our neighborhood, they still can do that. We're just trying to keep our little part of U City the same as it is now and as much as possible, clean, quiet, uncongested, safe and secure, with property values continuing to rise. We are hoping to prevent people cutting from Kingdell, from Price down Washington, and driving in from Delmar to Kingdell if they have no reason to. And having a Kingdell exit be accessed by the tenants would give them a reason to. Delmar is going to be more than congested. When weighing the two sides, homeowners who've been paying property taxes for years, and some people for decades, who just want to keep their neighborhood like it is as much as possible and have been assured that it would be, as opposed to renters who would be moving in and out and letting them have this access just to make it easier to have a pizza delivered or Uber or go for a run, but still have other options to be able to do this. I would hope that the tiebreaker would be in favor of the homeowners and that you would vote that way. It only seems fair and it only seems right. We are not asking for anything new. You already had approved the special conditions, and we were all told several times by the developers this was not going to be a tenant entrance,
only a fire exit. Ms. Lazarus, you're significantly over time.
Oh, I have just two more paragraphs. Can I have some of her time? No? Okay.
Will you please just conclude your remarks?
Okay. As we were told, including you, the city council, we designed the Avenue to ensure there be no entrance to it from any part of your neighborhood. Please keep that way. Please put the special conditions back in the plan. And we feel that it needs to be in writing to make sure it gets done. I appreciate you listening to me and hope that you will now do this and in favor of us and make this right. Thank you so much for your time and consideration. Respectfully, Margie Lazarus, and thank you.
Thank you. If you could hit the button on the bottom of the microphone, then, or someone can, that way it'll just, thank you, sir. Are there other questions either of planning, zoning, or of the city manager? If not, is there a motion to approve item number K1? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there additional discussion? Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. And thank you to the residents who spoke. I think Steve and I both had to revisit the November 9th meeting, as it was almost 18 months ago. I will tell you, as I'm sitting here right now, and Steve can speak for himself, we worked awfully hard to come up with the list of conditions leading up to that meeting. And we got the agreement from the neighborhood and the developer. So I don't see any need at any point to change those. And when the final plan makes it this way, my intention is to reintroduce the same conditions from November 9th with no changes.
Any other comments or questions by members of council? I can't see if they're... Ms. Klein.
Yeah, I just want to clarify that any vote we're making tonight does not exclude these special requirements. Thank you.
There seems to be a nodding of the head, just so for those people who are watching from home who may have a little difficulty seeing us through our glass. Mr. Mulligan?
Yeah, that would be correct. Councilmember Coyne.
We have a motion and a second before us. Any additional discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor of approving K1, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move forward to unfinished business, bill number 9454. May we have the second reading?
Unfinished Business Bill 9454, an ordinance amending section 400.070 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the official zoning map, amending said map so as to change the classification of property at 1004 Pennsylvania Avenue from GC General Commercial District to HR High Density Residential District.
Thank you very much. May we have the third reading?
Bill 9454, an ordinance amending section 400.070 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the official zoning map, amending said map so as to change the classification of property at 1004 Pennsylvania Avenue from GC General Commercial District to HR High Density Residential District.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Second by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. The bill is passed. We'll now move forward to new business, bill number 9455. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Smotherson, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9455, an ordinance approving a final plat for a minor subdivision of a tract of land at 6518 Etzel Avenue.
Thank you very much. We now have bill number 9456. Who would like to introduce? Thank you, Councilmember Klein. May we have the first reading?
Bill 9456, an ordinance amending section 400.450 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City relating to conditional uses in the LC Limited Commercial Zoning District by adding automobile and light truck rental, rent-a-car services as a conditional use.
Thank you very much. We now have before us bill number 9457. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Smotherson. May we have the first reading?
Bill 9457, an ordinance amending section 400.070 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the official zoning map by amending said map so as to change the classification of property at 1170 through 1194 Briscoe Place and 8612 through 8640 Olive Boulevard associated with the Market at Olive, Phase 2 development from PA Public Activity, GC General Commercial, and HR High Density Residential to PD Planned Development Commercial District, PD-C.
Thank you very much. We now have before us bill number 9458. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Cusick. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9458, an ordinance amending section 400.070 of the Municipal Code of the City of University City, Missouri, relating to the official zoning map by amending said map so as to change the classification of property at 8677 through 8687 Barbie Lane, 8630 through 8686 Delmar Boulevard, 534 to 554 Kingdell Drive and 3B McKnight Place, associated with the Avenir development from PD Plan Development Mixed Use District, PDM to PD Plan Development Mixed Use District, PD-M, and establishing land uses and developments therein.
Thank you very much. We now have before us bill number 9459. Who would like to introduce? Mr. McMahon, may we now have the first reading?
Bill 9459, an ordinance approving a final plat for a major subdivision of a tract of land to be known as the Avenir Development.
Thank you, Ms. Schaefer. You didn't realize you're gonna have to do all that reading when you agreed to substitute tonight. So thank you very much for doing that. We'll now move forward to council reports and business. Before we move to the discussion items, are there any reports from members of council for the commissions? Ms. Klein.
In the Urban Forestry Commission meeting this week, it was there was an event presented for Arbor Day. It will be at the Green Center on April 27th, and trees will be given out and informational brochures and basically a kind of a celebration of the trees in our community and learning more about that. So we hope that everyone can come out for that event.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Hearing no other reports from my colleagues, we can move forward with the trash issues along Olive Boulevard, Mr. Smotherson and Ms. Klein.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I will turn this over to Councilmember Klein to start the discussion on this matter. Thank you.
Yeah, I just, we've had a some of the council members and I have had a discussion about improving the trash condition on Olive. And, you know, some businesses do a pretty good job of making sure that the front of their business and the parking lot and that area is clean. And some struggle a little bit more. And there are also city properties that, you know, sometimes the wind blows trash onto them or, you know, somehow they collect trash. And I've gotten a lot of feedback from constituents, and I know that some of my colleagues have as well. You know, it's, there have been studies done, and the value of property goes down if there's trash in the neighborhoods and on the city streets. It also makes it less of a, you know, it makes it harder to attract businesses. Businesses come and say, do we want to put our roots here? And if they see trash or, you know, that the city's not taken care of in a top way, then they doubt that this, or they may have questions about whether or not this is a good place to plant their business. So we think that this is something that really needs to be addressed. There are various areas that tend to always collect trash. And we think that the city can, that we can possibly use city resources to supplement other methods of trying to really address this problem.
So thank you. And then I'll continue. And that is, this has been an ongoing issue, especially since I've been in office. This has been an ongoing issue. And one of the things that came out of our discussion is that I'd like to see the city, and I'm hoping I can ask the council tonight to ask the city manager to create a position. And it doesn't have to be a full-time, full-year position. We're getting into spring and summer, and also, and then we lead into fall. The trash issue that has happened on Olive, and I know that the city has addressed this previously, in that we've been trying to make the businesses accountable. Well, again, what happens with that process is that you'll see a trash issue in front of Walgreens, or you'll see a trash issue in front of Pete's Market, or even down at Snooks. And as Councilmember Klein stated, even on the property that the city own. And what happens is we try to make those businesses accountable, but that trash is still there for a period of time. And it may be a week, it may be 2 weeks, but the point is, what I'm hoping that we can get the council to do is, and I'd like to make a motion tonight to ask the city manager to create a position that actually picks up trash from our trash department, and picks up trash, and only in the morning, making one trip, however directions you want to take it, east and west, on Olive, and just make that a daily activity or action each morning. That doesn't mean that we still don't take and try to make the businesses accountable. We can still address that issue with the businesses, because there's a full day that they can be accountable for. The reason for this is that, and I, again, the reason for this request and this motion is that we as a city proactively take care of the problem or address the problem as best we can. And that's as minimally as we can, but see, we address it again on a daily basis. And so again, that is my motion to ask this council to ask the city manager into putting together a position that addresses the trash on a Monday through Friday basis. And again, once in the morning, up and down Olive, and continue to try to make these businesses accountable.
Are there, I think that was a motion. Am I correct? That was a motion made by Mr. Smotherson and seconded by Ms. Klein. I believe now to my colleagues, do you have discussion and questions of those making the motion, or to the city manager questions as well? Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Mayor. You know, my question would be the first step before we create the position, I think that's what the motion was, that we would be voting to instruct the city manager to create the position. Would we want to have the city manager investigate how much time that would take, how much resources it would take, so that we can get a plan together before we vote on the actual position. So that maybe we, not to say that's not a good idea, but I'm just saying to slow the process down just so that we could instruct the city manager to investigate what that would all entail so that we could make a little more informed decision on before the position is created.
Mr. Smith, since your mic's still, are you wanting to speak or?
No, I just wanted to comment and state that I don't have a problem with that again, to start that process. And so we can, my motion can be amended to that request.
Okay, anyone else? Mr. Hales.
I was just wondering currently, I know that the city does respond when there are issues, whether it be trash or, you know, limbs down, whether it's a county road or a city road. I guess my question is along the line, Councilmember McMahon's, but what is the city doing now? And what is the, what I'd want to know moving forward on this is what is the level of frequency that would be needed? Is it, Mr. Smotherson says every day, could it be twice a week? But just get a better scope of what would be needed as we look at this.
I do think that if you parallel to the loop in Del Mar where the LSPD has regular trash pickup then plus a couple of extras, but that's mostly almost always out of the cans. But I also would say this is another opportunity for us to determine maybe our neighbor to the west, what Olivet does on their section as well. I think what I'm hearing from my two colleagues is that this has come to a point where you'd like to have some solution presented back to you. I'm not sure that you're necessarily saying that what you're proposing is the solution. I think you're probably doing it more as a spark. And so I'm wondering whether you, I'm okay if we leave the motion on the floor and I'm okay if we amend the motion. I'm wondering whether or not, just judging by the conversation that you have had with your colleagues, whether or not you're comfortable asking the city manager to come back to us if this is mid-March, if he comes back to us by, I don't know, Gregory, do you have April or May to?
Honorable Mayor, council members, we're in the midst of the budget process. And so it would be an item that would be that would lend itself to that. So that'll give us an opportunity to develop what the needs are and then present solutions to addressing the trash along Olive. I'm sure many of you know that we're going to a different method for code enforcement. In the past, we had not been patrolling. And so we are going, and it's nothing new, it's what we were doing back in the 90s, but we're moving back to patrol and having people assigned to specific areas. I think that will make a substantial improvement. That's not to say that this position wouldn't supplement what our code enforcement officers are doing, but I would like to bring it back as a part of the budget process.
To my, oh, I'm sorry, I apologize, Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crow. I do want to thank my colleagues, Councilperson Smotherson and Klein for bringing this forward. It has been a perennial issue on Olive, and I think the challenge that it presents is unlike more substantial code issues like a gutter falling that can be replaced, and it's reasonably expected that it will last for a certain period of time. Trash can be remediated at one moment and literally be an issue the next, and that becomes the challenge. But I do like my colleague's approach, Councilmember McMahon, of perhaps having the city manager come back with a proposal to us for what a solution might look like and ingraining that into the budget process and us understanding all the implications. But it is an issue. The city, even in its current incarnation with its current resources, has gone after problem business owners, again, only to have the problem remediated and materialized in some cases an hour later. Not necessarily the business owners, but those who patronize it, leaving refuse behind as they depart the establishment. So it really is one of those things people can try, but it's heretofore has not yielded the results I think we all want.
To Mr. Smotherson and to Ms. Klein, are you amenable to withdrawing your motion as with the pathway going forward? Would you like to keep it on?
Yeah, I'm fine with discussing this further and.
I think otherwise what we'd simply do is if not we'd amend the budget as it came back from the city manager and add the position in if the council felt it was appropriate. So it's kind of good timing on your part to have this conversation, and it also gives the city manager and staff a little bit of time to come up with a course of action for you as part and parcel of the budget process. Are you are you okay with that?
Yes.
So the motion is withdrawn. Discussion has occurred. And then Mr. Rose, you're good? Okay. We have no other requests to speak from our citizens. Are there any council comments this evening? Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crow. Just wanted to acknowledge that it is 314 day. So hence my Cardinals gear. Ordinarily, I would not be dressed as casually at a council meeting, but it is 314 days, so thought I would celebrate. So go St. Louis.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. There are no other comments. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I just wanted to make sure that everyone here tonight recognizes the fact that this is the mayor's birthday. And he's working on his birthday. So we just wanted to make sure we acknowledge that. Thank you.
Well, we probably could have gone without that one, but okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. If nothing else to come before the body, is there a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for coming. It's nice to have you back.